With me now is Phil Jones, who is the chairman of Reaching New Heights and also the founder of the Forum Business Development Network. Phil, you're very kindly speaking for us on the 14th of October at the Sales and Marketing Conference, and that's obviously your specialty. Just give us a bit of the background why sales and marketing is so important at the moment from an SME perspective.
Thank you, Paul. And yeah, really looking forward to joining you guys on the 14th. And I've got a really kind of great amount of stuff to share. But in terms of answering your question for what's really important in understanding sales and marketing is a lot of small business owners go into that world because they've got a passion or, you know, towards a product or a service, or they're excited about delivering in a, you know, in a certain way. But what they forget is the fact that until they've got any customers, they don't get the opportunity to do what they love. And unfortunately, at school and through your typical education process, you don't learn any of the skills that are required in order to be able to find more customers or get customers to spend with you more often or get them to spend more money when you shop. And education in sales and marketing is a fundamental factor for business success. And particularly in the economy as it is at the minute, the opportunity to sit back and wait for the phone to ring or watch kind of leads fall through the door or people walk through your door if you've got a retail outlet is a very kind of reactionary way of trying to build a business. Whereas if you embrace sales and marketing and make it a key part of your business, then what you can do is take your success in your own hands and go out and get some extraordinary results by just adopting some simple strategies and practical advice.
So what are people going to get from the presentation they're going to do on the day?
Okay. Well, as I sit here at this moment in time, I'm not 100% certain, because one of the ways that I like to work whenever I've got a room of people together is to give them back what they need. You know, I'm going to have about an hour and a half in this time period, and there's no way I can share all of my experience in that period of time. But what I can do is I can find out what challenges and what barriers people have got in their way at the minute that's stopping them getting the success that they know they're capable of, and hopefully knock some of those down. And what we'll do is we'll give tried and tested and kind of practical experiences that have worked for me in my business and give them some real tangible takeaways, action points that they can write down with the how to do it, you know, and the what to do, that they know they're going to get some results. And we'll look at things like, you know, how to find more of the right kind of people to speak to. We'll look at, you know, how to then create genuine opportunities within those people so that what we get is the opportunity to present our products and services. We'll then learn about how to close effectively, maybe overcome some of that fear of rejection. And more importantly, what happens if people say no, or maybe, and how to turn some of those into yeses more comfortably. So that's really what it's about for me, is to empower people to understand how they can use some really basic sales skills to get a massive difference on their sales results.
In America in particular at the moment, 40% of the top 1,000 companies taking people out of the sales role, putting them into customer relationship management. Marketing is changing, sales is changing. How do you view that?
I think a lot of it, in my opinion, really is that it's buzzwords and it's the, you know, it's kind of a way of changing it. And I do believe the old-fashioned persona of what salesmanship is changing, but in my eyes, nothing's any different, really, that we're in the market of building relationships with our customers, we're finding out what they need, what their challenges are, where they want to be, and then how our products and services can help them get there. What we then become is professional mind-maker-uppers. Biggest reason that people don't make buying decisions is because they're stuck in indecision. And as professional salespeople and experts in our field, we've got to help bring our potential customers to a decision and go out and get some results. So I don't see there being a huge change, because the people that have been successful in this industry have been doing it this way for the last 10, 20, 50, 100 years or more. What's happening is people are becoming more aware of it, because consumers are becoming more educated, they want their handheld, and they want to do business with people that they know, that they like, and that they trust. And you only trust people when they really understand what your needs are and you go a few levels deep. So, I'm not viewing it as a huge difference. I just think more and more people are embracing the fact that there is a new way of doing it, and the new way is the old way.
Phil, we're really looking forward to seeing you on the 14th of October. Thanks very much for your time today.
Most welcome.
And looking forward to seeing you at the Regency Park Hotel for the Sales and Marketing Conference with a variety of events.